SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The killing of the Hamas leader is a major achievement for Israel, which suffered a brutal attack by Hamas a year ago. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on how Yahya Sinwar was killed.
Surprisingly, Israel says that he was not the target of this operation. Instead, they say that he was participating in a battle in the southern Gaza Strip. They say that he was with other militants who tried to hide in a building. Israeli tank forces, opened fire on the building, and they say that Sinwar's body was destroyed in the rubble.
It remains to be seen what impact Sinwar's death will have on the war and a possible ceasefire. Also at SRNnews.com, the Texas Supreme Court intervened and stopped last night's scheduled execution of Robert Roberson. He was on death row for the killing of his infant daughter, but many officials argued that he is innocent. Former President Trump attended the Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York last night. The event raises millions for Catholic charities and traditionally features the presidential candidates from both parties. Vice President Harris, though, skipped the event. During his speech, Trump joked about his legal problems.
It's a true pleasure to be with you this evening. Amazing pleasure. And these days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance. Anytime I don't get a subpoena, I'm very happy.
On the campaign trail today, Michigan is in the spotlight. Both Trump and Harris are holding events in that important battleground state. Tesla's full self-driving system is being investigated. This comes after a pedestrian was killed in low visibility conditions. Other crashes reported as well. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports Donald Trump is making inroads with religious groups other than evangelicals.
A new poll finds the former president leads his Democratic challenger amongst Catholic voters in key battleground states. The National Catholic Register survey indicates Catholics prefer Mr. Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Other polls demonstrate that Jewish voters, who had been reliably Democrat for decades, are now beginning to support Mr. Trump primarily because he has been a friend to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in nine states are deciding next month whether to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. But even if those measures pass, pro-life advocates still have some options. In some states, such as Missouri, abortion advocates will have to ask judges to toss abortion restrictions one by one. Nebraska has competing pro-life and pro-abortion measures on its ballot. This is SRN News. South Korea says North Korea is sending 12,000 troops to aid Russia in its war with Ukraine.
News reports say Friday, Yonhap News Agency cites the National Intelligence Service as that the North Korean troops have already left the country. The NIS hasn't immediately confirmed the report, but South Korea's presidential office says in a statement that President Yoon Suk-yeol had presided over an emergency meeting early on Friday to discuss South Korea's troop dispatch to Ukraine. The statement said participants of the meeting agreed that the North's troop dispatch poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
CVS Health CEO Karen Lynch has stepped down from the struggling national drugstore chain. Company shares are down 19% this year, and earlier this month, CVS announced the layoffs of nearly 3,000 workers. More details at SRNnews.com.